True.
That was our 872.
Oh, that was 872?
Yeah.
873.
873, excuse me, 873.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Metro for regional illegal dumping patrol services.
Do we have somebody from, should we have Lieutenant Eric Schober here? I guess not. Oh, there he is. Did you want to make a presentation on this, or? Okay. Okay. Well, great.
Which one was the officer here for? Perhaps we could do that one.
Are you here for another item?
Police secondary employment.
Oh, the police secondary employment. Okay.
Which one's that?
Knowing
how tight our police force officers are on the budget, let's get it done.
Okay.
Carla, can you figure that one out?
Is that a consent item, maybe?
Must have been consent.
Sorry.
Since we have about 5 minutes to kill here, Commissioner Fritz, could you give us the highlights on your vacation?
Thank you. Yes, I'd be happy to. I was just in England for 20 days with my mother and my family, amazed at the natural beauty of the national parks of Great Britain. Great Britain, the island, is about the same size as the state of Oregon. And it has over 60 million people there, whereas we have about 4 or 5. And it's astonishing how much open space, farming, natural beauty there is, with compact and very walkable, livable developments in the villages and towns, and then vast acreage of open space, parks. Had a fantastic time.
One thing that is interesting, given the fallout from the Brexit vote, if the vote was held again, would it have a different outcome based on what you were hearing and reading?
Oh, dear. Everybody I know is just so distraught about that. It's just awful. I'm not sure. Actually, my brother, who's an elected official in Chesham near London, he says obviously all of my family and everybody sensible voted not to leave, but he says that if they held the vote again, he would vote to leave because Britain can't be seen like it can't even make up its mind. And the new government led by Theresa May, who's the second woman prime minister ever in Great Britain, United Kingdom, she has appointed several of the Brexit supporters to be key people in her cabinet, basically saying, you voted to leave, you need to figure out how to do it. But it's really awful, especially for young people, for immigration, for migration, for people working, finding employment. There's a lot of fear and concern. And frankly, nobody thought it was going to happen. And so I think that's an example of why we need to be vigilant here in this country. We have perhaps one of the most important presidential elections in our history coming up. Let's make sure that we don't take it for granted that our preferred candidate wins, and let's make sure that we get accurate information out. That was something that happened after the Brexit vote, because people didn't even know what they were voting on if they voted to leave.
Thank you very much.
Welcome back.
Thank you for the opportunity to tell.
So we're a few minutes early, but I see Fred Miller's here. Are you ready to go, Fred?
Okay. And I move to suspend the rules and take up 860.
Yes, if you could read 860, 861 and 860.